Good afternoon. You're listening to On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. And I'm Andrea from Bodine High School.
And I'm Shayla from Overbrook. And we are your hosts. The Philadelphia Student Union is a youth-led organization. We are a group of young people who believe that a high-quality public education is a human right. So we are organizing and building power to make positive changes in the public school system.
On Blast is the one and only youth-led and youth-produced radio show in Philadelphia.
You guessed it. That means that students do the interviews, edit, and produce all heard media. And we also host a show, too.
Today, we'll hear a piece that describes how schools across the country have been closing down rapidly.
We also have a story of how school nurses have been laid off due to the budget cuts and how some of them are fighting for their jobs in the school district.
We'll also listen to a powerful piece about South Philadelphia High School and how diverse groups of students are collaborating across racial and language barriers to improve their school. Now let's go into our first piece of the day. In this report, Erica Johnson describes why schools are really being shut down across the U.S. and the emotional and mental effect on parents and students.
Hello, my name is Maurice Clark Jr. And I will feel when my school is closed, like upset.
Education is power. Education is life. Education is a human right. So why try to take our rights away? Lots of cities across the U.S. are shutting down schools for good. Meanwhile, children are being stripped out of an education. Let's get into why schools are being closed or shut down in New York City.
Mayor Bloomberg takes larger high schools in New York City, a lot of the neighborhood high schools, and they break it down into a lot of times about four smaller schools inside of that same building. What they do is each school in New York City gets a grade, like a report card grade. Those grades are based off of test scores, attendance truancy numbers, school climate, which usually means like the discipline stuff. And then they make a decision based off where they think that your school should be shut down or if it should go through some sort of turnaround process.
That was Hiram, a concerned parent from New York City, speaking on school closings.
Danielle Floyd works in the Office of Capital with the Philadelphia School District. She explains what's going on inside of the School District of Philadelphia.
We look at a number of different factors. We look at building condition and age. We look at the amount of work that would be required to bring the school up to a state of good repair, is how we call it. We look at any enrollment histories to see if this is an area where enrollment is increasing. Is it leveling out? Is it declining? Is there space in other schools that if we do close the school that students can be accommodated elsewhere? We look at the type of instructional programs that are offered to, again, get back to being able to create equal to or better than what a student may currently have in their current environment. We look at neighborhood attendance boundaries to kind of figure out if there are changes or shifts that we need to make there. So I think there's a lot of different relationships. And then I think finally, what is this district going to look like moving forward? And if you're a student in this district, what is it that we're offering? What is it that we say we can do for you?
Now that you heard why the schools are being closed, let's see what these concerned parents have to say about how they were notified and also how this will affect their daily lives.
They were sent home in the book bag and we didn't really understand, like, it's part of the homework. And I feel bad that Drew is closing, but I have a son that is mentally gifted, you know, and he doesn't understand what happened to the people from last year.
We were watching the news in the evening, and the name Drew came up of this school closing, and I was just mortified. I was mortified. Oh, my God, they're closing it. Just as he gets to become comfortable in his own little skin with the people he's around. I was mortified.
Back in 2004, when Aaron Duncan was CEO of the Chicago Public Schools, he came up with an idea called Renaissance 2010. 60-plus schools were closed, and Duncan promised 100 new contract Charter, and CPS Performing Schools in its replace. He was recognized by this movement, and today we have Imagine 2014. Erling Ackerman stated, like Secretary Duncan, the School District of Philadelphia supports turnaround strategies and charter school strategies that support the expansion of high performance while forcing action such as closure on all types of failing schools. Let's just see how well the Chicago Public Schools closings is benefiting the students and parents in Chicago.
You have betrayed the public trust.
You have betrayed the public trust.
You have failed Chicago's children. Our children are not products. But look at what you produced.
And there you have it. The people of Chicago was tricked out of their public schools and left high and dry. As you heard from Chicago, our children are not products. I'm Erica Johnson with On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
We just heard a piece about school closings on national scale. Up next, some news.
The search for the next superintendent has begun. The School Reform Commission hopes to find a replacement by May 2011. On the committee, there are 9 voting members and 5 of which are SRC members. There are no parents, teachers, nor students on the SRC committee. The SRC came up with 6 key criteria for the new superintendent.
This list of criteria seems to have a really large emphasis on being able to work with outside partners and run a quote-unquote portfolio of schools. Basically, this is saying that the superintendent search committee is looking for someone who will be supportive of charters and private companies. We believe that the search committee should be looking for a superintendent that wants to focus on strengthening public schools, especially neighborhood schools.
Wendell Pritchett, leader of this search committee, stated that they did not have a position on whether the replacement had experience in education. We believe that in order to have a successful district, the replacement must have an experience in education. We also believe that parents, teachers, students should be on the superintendent search committee. Our voices are very critical and they should be heard. If you want to have your voices heard, there will be a community meeting held at West Philadelphia High at 6:30 on Monday, February 6th. There is also another meeting at South Philadelphia High School at 9 a.m. Saturday morning, February 18th. These are just 2 of the community meetings that will be hosted by the United Way of Southeastern Pennsylvania. For more info about all of these meetings, call the United Way at 2-6-5-3. Recently, school nurses have been laid off. They have been protesting these layoffs by weekly rallies outside the school district building. Bernard Neesmith brings us a report.
Due to recent budget cuts in the state of Pennsylvania, the School District of Philadelphia has cut many vital things from schools, including laying off teachers, closing schools, cutting extracurricular activities, and eliminating graduation ceremonies. Just to name a few, now they're laying off 51 school nurses. Now, one nurse has to cover several different schools. This will leave 32,900 additional students without a nurse in their school on any given day. For the past few weeks, school nurses have been rallying outside of the School District of Philadelphia headquarters to demand that school nurses get rehired. Eileen, a school nurse, speaks about nurses that have been removed from their building due to the budget cuts.
How many people are not in their building and there's another nurse now in their building?
Right.
It's ridiculous.
This administration should be ashamed of the way this was handled. We think they threw the numbers up in the air, let them fall where they may, and said, okay, here's your assignment. They have no idea the risk that they're putting the students of Philadelphia in by all this shuffling that they did, because they're looking at numbers and they're not looking at continuity of care for the students of Philadelphia. It's a disgrace. I'm angry. I'm going to be here every week, and I want to demand city council, the mayor, the state legislators, and Corbett to fix it. That's the right. Money is there, and that's we right. need it here.
That's right.
Thank you, everybody.
During the rally, several different nurses talked about the danger that students will face.
Well, we want people to know how endangered the children of Philadelphia are. First of all, you're having non-professionals giving out medications, looking at kids, asking to assess kids where they don't have the assessment skills. People get panicked. They don't know how to act in the event of an emergency. They might not understand the subtle signs that kids might have if they're really ill, because they're not trained to do it.
It's one of two ways. Kids with serious problems don't get notice, or kids don't get their medication on time because there's not a nurse there to give it. Or the other thing that happens if the nurse isn't in the building is a kid with nothing wrong with them gets an ambulance call, and the parent ends up getting a bill for a couple of $100 for an ambulance being called. It wasn't really necessary, because if the nurse would have been there, the nurse would have said, get up, there's nothing wrong with you. But you can't expect a teacher to do that.
Kids get treatments, respiratory treatments, like albuterol, nebulizer. No one could do that but the child, if he's able, or a nurse. Administrators can't do it. We have students who are diabetics. They cannot administer insulin if you got a five-year-old who's not used to, not used to self-administering. So it's heartening. It's sad. I never in my life thought I would be in my career around so many friends and so many people being laid off at one time. But it's all about the kids and the way they did it. You don't lay off nobody before Christmas or any holiday, you know? That's sad.
The process of laying off school nurses was not thought through very well. It seems that this decision was made without considering the impact that it would have on our students, our schools, and our district.
We don't think that anybody ever really looked at this in an intelligent way and figured out how it was going to impact the children. As we said, on any given day, almost 33,000 students will not have a nurse. So we want, and we feel that there is money available and that no one was creative enough to figure out how this could be done in a way that would protect the children. And we're asking people to do that. And we're going to be here every Wednesday until we get our answers.
School nurses also feel for others who have lost their jobs due to budget cuts.
I wanted to say we have focused on the school nurse because we do have a very unique situation. But we are very much in sympathy with all of our school district friends and colleagues who have lost jobs recently.
Yes.
Most of us who work in schools look around and there are no extra personnel. And it is a total safety risk across the board.
Has it really come down to putting students' health at risk just to save a few million dollars? I am Bernard Nesmith for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
We just heard a story about school nurses. Now let's get some more news.
On February 7th, Governor Corbett will announce his plan for the next state budget. A week later, on February 14th, Valentine's Day, Philadelphia Student Union is holding a rally for public school education in the state capitol, along with students and parents from numerous Pennsylvania school districts. The purpose of the rally is to speak out about the devastating effects of last year's cuts to education and to demand that equitable school funding be a priority in the next state budget. Now let's hear the announcement that students created about the rally.
Dear Governor Corbett.
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 Look around my school and there's something missing. Not only did you cut our school's budget, but in cutting the budget, we have lost our school pride.
Governor Corbett, you have really damaged students' learning because so many teachers have gotten laid off.
Your budget cuts are making it hard to learn because without the best supplies, we can't succeed in life.
Dear Governor Corbett, I want you to know that if you continue to cut funding from my school, future students will not have the opportunity to experience many of the joys of learning that I've experienced.
Every year, our schools are getting lower and lower in funding. Every year, my sports teams are being cut, and every year, I'm out of an education.
My school has been failing, and my college prospects are too expensive. With these budget cuts, I don't know what my future holds for me.
Governor Corbett's education budget cuts are devastating Pennsylvania schools and breaking students' hearts.
This Valentine's Day, show some love for education.
Valentine's Day Rally for Education, Tuesday, February 14th, at the Capitol Building in Harrisburg, PA.
Stand with students and parents from across Pennsylvania to demand that Governor Corbett make equitable school funding a top priority in the next state budget.
Reserve your bus seat online at www.showloveforeducation.eventbrite.com.
Education. When you love something, you have to fight for it.
Now, some more news. As a result of the devastating state budget cuts to education, Chester Upland School District went under financially. Chester Upland gets nearly 70% of its annual funding from the state, but lost almost 20% of its allotment because of severe budget cuts.
Even with the well-being of students on the line, the state is not stepping in to rectify the financial instability that was pushed by the state's multi-million dollar cuts to education. In fact, as recently as January 17th, U.S. District Judge Michael Belson ordered the state advance $3.2 million to the Chester Upland School District so it could meet its payroll for the time being. Regardless of the state's claim that the Chester Upland School District mismanaged its budget, students shouldn't have to suffer not knowing whether or not they will be able to keep attending their schools.
Remarkably, before the federal court ruling for the $3.2 million advance of funds, the teachers vowed to teach without pay for as long as they could. That is absolute dedication to not only their profession, but also to the state's most precious resource, our students.
Why doesn't the state display such dedication to its students and to their instructors? Furthermore, why would any state allow conditions like this to go on for this long?
This headline was created by Kobe Murphy. Up next, a story produced by Keith Lomax. This piece is about how Southern has worked with organizations to help better their school.
South Philadelphia High School has experienced a lot of rough times and hardships. But now, South Philadelphia High is experiencing a new era. With the leadership of the Philadelphia Student Union, BPSOS, and Asian Americans United, and also with the support of Principal Otis Hackney. For the past year and a half, these groups have worked together and built relationships between students across racial and language barriers in order to build student voice and improve the school climate. Min, an organizer from BPSOS, tells us more.
I think that South Philadelphia High School is a national model for the introduction of multilingual environments to youth groups. In our fourth meet, I work with Vietnamese immigrant students who only speak Vietnamese, so all our meetings are in Vietnamese. SU's meetings are all in Chinese, and PSU's meetings are English. So when we come together for the fourth meeting, we have interpreters and we translate all the documents and we take time to do consecutive interpretation. And the objective is to introduce this multilingual environment to the whole school and to make the school more multicultural in a way.
Fatimatu, a member of the PSU chapter at South Philly High School, feels that this collaboration between groups is bringing student voice into the school.
because it's really helping students to give their opinions about what they think, and also I think it's very good.
Ali, another member of the PSU chapter, shares his personal insight about his chapter's role in the school.
Well, I feel as though that Student Union is doing an excellent job helping out not only just the young African-American kids, but kids from all diversities. Like, we don't discriminate. We allow all comers, black, white, Asian, red, blue, yellow, all of that, to come and give a say, because it is student-based, and that definitely is a big part of South Philly High.
Men discusses the collaborative work that the groups are doing and what their plans are to shape South Philadelphia High.
We have three separate meetings of the month. In the month, we have three separate meetings, each with our own individual language groups. And then at the end of the month, the fourth meeting, we all come together and do workshops and planning for our school-wide campaign. So last semester, we did surveying. So the students all created, disseminated, and collected surveys from the school in order to gauge the school's climate and in order to gauge the school's environment. And it was really profound. The students that worked on the campaign, they worked well together. They created the survey, and they were able to collect the surveys. So this semester, we're working on trying to come up with a school-wide campaign that the students can implement based on some of the issues that came forth during the survey.
Tran, who works with Victim Witness Services of South Philadelphia, another partner organization, speaks on the positive support of Mr. Hackney and his role in the collaboration.
Wonderful opportunity to be here with at the school to work with the youth group, and I see that Mr. Hackney did a great job, to improve the school climate, it's wonderful to be here to see other youth working together.
Mr. Hackney is reaching out and accepting the immigrant students who aren't as English proficient and hearing their concerns and what they need from him as a principal and from the school. But him being receptive to these issues and to finding solutions is a big part in transforming the school and making the school a better place for all students.
With the continuing work with Philadelphia Student Union, BPSOS, and Asian Americans United, and the support of Principal Hackney, South Philadelphia High School is on the path to having real student voice and strong relationships between students of diverse cultures and many languages. I'm Keith Lomax for On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union.
Tell me I gotta leave, then tell me I gotta stay. Tell me I'm all you need. Understand. accessory. My new watch or the chick that's standing right next to me. Killing that rap, but being a man's my specialty. I love all my exes especially. Wait, double shots, then reload. Let's toast to the interns that made it to CEO. Boss player collecting every single check that's owed out. Putting on the show until everything is sold out. Man, I'm chillin' with J's, J's, and common senses. It's crazy when legends are peers and your competition. I would hate to be an almost host, and I call you that. Cause you gossip like y'all almost, you know. Went to school with J and was almost Jigga, you know. I hooped against LeBron and would almost get him. Yeah. Make me realize how good almost isn't. Would hate to look back on my life and say, I almost did it. Reflecting on the last chain I bought. They on my tracks waiting on the next train of thought. Visualizing how the crown might be. Got the whole rap game trying to sound like me.
If you are just tuning in, this is On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. You can also listen to the show online, including past shows, by going to our podcast at onblast.podomatic.com.
Now, some more info about what PSU is offering to the youth.
Come check out our Young People's Computer Center for middle and high school students. It is open Monday through Thursday from 3 to 6. The Computer Center is located at PSU's office at 4205 Chestnut Street on the second floor.
We also have free, and that's right, free college access workshops. These workshops include info on preparing for the PSATs, the SATs, and financial aid and scholarships. And also, it teaches you how to fill out college applications.
PSU believes that the only way for students to achieve is if the resources they need are made accessible to them. For more info and to see the schedule of college access workshops, visit our website at www.phillystudentunion.org.
You've just heard a word from On Blast with the Philadelphia Student Union. Just a taste of what Philadelphia Student Union does. We also do citywide, statewide, and national work to fight for high-quality public school education and a student voice in our schools.
Want more info? Check us out at our website, www.phillystudentunion.org, or shoot us an email, onblast@phillystudentunion.org. Find us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Questions, comments, we love to hear from you.
Check back next week for the latest news on what keeps you liberated.
Till then, we're your hosts, Andrea
and Shayla,
reminding you to stay tuned, stay cool, and keep us on blast.